in the limelight.
Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson faced a barrage of criticism after he amended the rules on Friday, 27th of May, to make clear that ministers will not always be expected to resign for breaching the code of conduct. We now present you an article written jointly by Rowena Mason and Aubrey Allegretti. The piece is titled Boris Johnson Accused of Changing Ministerial Code to Save His Skin. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been accused of changing the ministerial code to help save his skin ahead of a new Partygate inquiry that could publish more photographs and subject him to a public grilling by MPs. The Prime Minister faced a barrage of criticism after he amended the rules on Friday, 27th of May, to make clear that ministers will not always be expected to resign for breaching the code of conduct. Under new sanctions, they could apologise or temporarily lose their pay instead. Boris Johnson also blocked his independent ethics chief, Christopher Guyte, from gaining the power to launch his own investigations and rewrote the foreword to the Ministerial Code of Conduct, removing all references to honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. It comes as the Prime Minister faces an inquiry by the Privileges Committee into whether he misled Parliament over lockdown parties at No. 10 Downing Street, which could itself be a breach of the ministerial code. Labour and the Liberal Democrats accused Boris Johnson of rigging the system to get himself off the hook ahead of the inquiry. No. 10 Downing Street said a new version of the ministerial code, published on Friday, 27th of May, alongside a government statement saying it is disproportionate to expect that any breach, however minor, should lead automatically to resignation or dismissal, has the backing of the Committee on Standards in Public Life and Lord Gate, the advisor on ministerial interests. British ministers who knowingly mislead Parliament are usually expected to resign, which is stated elsewhere in the Code of Conduct. However, Downing Street declined to say if Boris Johnson would resign if found to have done so. One reason given for changing the rules was to avoid incentives for trivial or vexatious complaints, which may be made for partisan reasons. Chris Bryant, the Labour MP and chair of the Parliament's Standards Committee, said the weakening of the system was appalling. Chris Bryant said, "The new ministerial code is a disgrace. It means that the tiny semblance of accountability disappears. If you break the rules, just rewrite the rulebook," is the motto of this despicable government. Johnson remains under severe pressure over Partygate after the publication of the Sue Gray report. On Friday, 27th of May, he suffered the first loss of a front bencher since the report. Ministerial aide Paul Holmes, who said his work as an MP had been tarnished by the toxic culture that seemed to have permeated No. 10 Downing Street. Bob Neil, a former minister and chair of the Justice Committee, also revealed he submitted a letter of no confidence in Boris Johnson recently. He said these events have undermined trust in not just the office of the Prime Minister, but in the political process itself. To rebuild that trust and move on, a change in leadership is required. Bob Neil later told the BBC that the change to the ministerial code of practice was not a wise move. Rebel MPs are planning to use next week's recess to plot ways to oust the Prime Minister. One critic said the number of letters of no confidence had to be in the 40s, short of the 54 required to trigger a confidence vote, but more than the almost 30 MPs who have gone public with criticisms of Boris Johnson. A senior Conservative MP said, "Boris Johnson's value to the party as Prime Minister is now exhausted and events will take their natural course. I cannot tell you whether it will crystallise on 6th of June, after recess, or 27th of June, the return to Parliament after two by-elections. But the parliamentary party knows it cannot fight and win the next election under Boris." There is a widening gulf between the expectations of Johnson's allies and his critics, who expect to see him gone before the summer. One cabinet minister said he did not believe that Sue Gray's report had changed people's mind. He said either people are already bored of it or they are permanently enraged by it. I'm not sure anything is going to change now. But despite this confidence, Boris Johnson is facing a new headache with the start of the Privileges Committee inquiry within weeks, which is likely to keep Partygate in the headlines. Separately, it is understood the Greater London Authority's Oversight Committee is soon due to publish a report looking into London and Partners, the promotional agency linked to Boris Johnson's time as London Mayor, and the revelations about his relationship with the US businesswoman Jennifer Arcuri. Three ministerial aides, Laura Farris, Alberto Costa and Andy Carter, are imminently expected to resign from their government jobs in order to be more independent as members of the Privileges Committee that will sit in judgment over the Prime Minister's honesty. It is expected to launch within weeks before the summer break and to last four or more months. The committee can sit in private or call witnesses in public, potentially including Boris Johnson himself, and demand further documentary evidence, such as photographs from the government if required. Sue Gray published only 9 photographs in her report, but hundreds were seen by her inquiry. Harriet Harman, the senior Labour MP, is likely to chair the Privileges Committee, with a probe expected to ask what, if any, assurances the Prime Minister was given that the parties were legal when he claimed there were no gatherings and that all lockdown guidance was followed. Boris Johnson could be found in contempt of Parliament if he deliberately misled the House of Commons, but he could also be in breach of the Ministerial Code of Conduct if he knowingly lied to MPs. However, the Ministerial Code is governed by the Prime Minister himself, and Boris Johnson resisted pressure to give Lord Gyte the power to launch his own inquiries without consent. Under his revised terms of reference, there will be an enhanced process to let Lord Gyte initiate inquiries, but he will still require the Prime Minister's consent before going ahead. Harriet Harman, the senior Labour MP, is likely to chair the Privileges Committee, with a probe expected to ask what, if any, assurances the Prime Minister was given that the parties were legal when he claimed there were no gatherings and that all lockdown guidance was followed.